Hello, dear heart. Welcome to the Flourishing Practitioners podcast, where we talk all things about space holding, caring for our clients, and succeeding in our businesses. We explore the wisdom from coaches, counselors, and healers. My name's Gabrielle Walker, and I'm so honored that you're here. Let's dive in. Hey, beloveds. Today, our podcast is about Heal and Heal Thyself, exploring some of the perceptions that as human beings, as healers, that we have to be perfect, all together, have figured it all out before we start doing anything and helping others. What I've discovered along the way is that this is truly an art of co-creation. There's no over another person or knowing better about someone else's life, but and allowing the magic of weaving to come together. I feel like this is such a nuanced conversation, and you will probably hear this across the podcast. The message is truly that you are good enough if you feel the call to step into a space of healing. You are probably already doing it in your life. You're probably already that person that people call, or you're holding space for other people. And sometimes that is your skill set, and it's so natural to you, it's so automatic that you don't even realize how much of a beautiful, natural part of you it is and how much it has to offer the world. On our aka or ha'oha calls at the moment, we're exploring the difference between knowing you have a gift and embodying your gift. And part of embodying our gift is stepping into owning it, sharing it, talking to it out loud, allowing ourselves to step into the identity, albeit temporarily, it doesn't need to be always, and to have that flexibility to move with all that we be, all that we are, and all that we connect with. So this is an introductory chat about this. I'm sure we'll touch on it throughout other podcasts. I'm so grateful you're here. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Ngā mihi. In this call, we also mention Raranga calls, which are the Weaving with the Heavens calls. They started as part of Tūra Whānui Māori healing training to inform the practitioners to understand some of the wairua or the spirit forces or the kaitiaki, the energies that we use as part of our healing practice. Yet it's extended beyond that, and I've had the beautiful awakening to welcome people from around the world into that. Our first intake for Kuakī, the first exploration of the heavens, is starting. So I will pop the link in this episode, so if you're interested, check that out. Reach out to me if you need to, and I look forward to connecting with and meeting those who feel the call.
Aku Māori whānau, today we are going to be speaking to the topic of healer, healer sub. My name is Jamie, and I am Weaving with Gabrielle host today.
So cool to hear you do the introduction. Thank you. Healer, heal thyself. And it's one of those things that I often hear when people inquire about ko tūra whānui, the Māori healing training, is either I don't feel like I'm healed enough to be a healer, or do I need to be more healed to do this work, this mahi? Or I'll also sometimes see, not so much now because I barely spend any time on Facebook, but back in the day I would see Facebook posts that people would say about such and so is not healed. And I just want to have a conversation about it today because I don't think it's that simple. I guess what's coming to me first off is the whole time I've been a healer, I've never felt 100% healed, even though I know that I'm full. It isn't. I know that I have my little gaps and spaces that need healing. It doesn't mean I'm broken. And that sometimes when I am going through a lot, it actually makes me more able to relate to my clients and more precise in my capacity and maybe less leaky energetically. At the same time, there have been other times where I probably have needed to rest more than I did. It's a nuanced thing. But I also believe that doing our own healing as practitioners, healing, supervision, therapy, however that looks, is so important, because just through the connection with multiple people, we are being activated in different ways and requiring healing just from everyday life and living in this time. I don't know about you, but it certainly seems like this moment, there's a lot shifting in the collective, that our expectations from when we were younger about what life was or could be
nothing like I would have thought if I tapped back into my younger self, even in my 20s, of what I thought life would look like is nothing like what it is now. And coming to terms with that can require healing on its own. Something else that's also coming to mind is that I really like the word healer, even though some people don't for various reasons. For me, I like it because I feel that it isn't a disempowering word unless you make it to be one. And we're not saying that we're fixers or just that we're offering the energy of healing, and however that weaves with your energy or field, if you are coming for a healing session, is yours to hold. But yeah, I like the word healing. For me, it feels like a powerful word. Yeah. Is there anything at all that comes to mind with that saying, healer, heal thyself?
Authenticity and transparency, quite strong values of mine. And I feel like through our own humans and our experience of day-to-day life and the challenges that we all face, it makes us more human, more relatable to our clients as well, so that it doesn't always appear like we have it all figured out. And to me, that is a bit more relatable. And then also it draws the right people to us too, because we are being really real and people can see that and feel that.
I agree. I sometimes do judge myself about when I am feeling out of alignment. I'm like, oh, I'm doing this practice that's helping other people. I shouldn't feel like this. But it's like you say, there's this aspect of authenticity and trueness to it. If I think back to when I began, there's no way I could know the different challenges and things that would come up. You're just not aware of every piece of you that's unhealed or how our energy's moving. I guess sometimes being transferred to projected towards others. Typically, I find in the professional space, it's actually pretty easy to stay in the role of being a healer and to open up my humanness and my heart. It's more in my personal life that I find that difficult. So for me, that delineation generally isn't too much of an issue in the healing space. I guess it would be different for every person though. And I've certainly seen some people who maybe they're so keen to be healers, but not so keen to look at their own stuff sometimes. And that's where this particular whakatauki or proverb is really important and powerful, is that if our internal work is out of balance with our external work, that something needs to shift there.
If there is a misalignment there, I think sometimes that's when our ego can come through, or sharing our work can come through in a way that isn't always pure. And I feel like that's what we're doing, because if we're not healing ourselves, then we're passing through a mixture of different things to people, which feels really not like our purpose and why we need to be.
And I'm so grateful for my clients. I feel as if I've been encouraged to grow. Sometimes I'll see someone shift through something I know I'm working on, and I'm like, damn. You know, that piece of me that's accountable, I'm like, I have to face that now. This person's so courageously done that, so I am going to. And that's, I like that about myself. The process of integrating with clients is that it does encourage me to look at stuff when I know I need to. At the same time, I found that I need certain things to be in place for my healing that I wouldn't have been able to articulate when I was younger. Some of the things that I use as part of my healing process currently is mostly I'll go for clearing energy and Thai massage. I also go for like swims and walks and nature connects, connecting with safe people, talking. But I love my particular kinesiologist at the moment. I've tried a lot of different healing modalities along my journey. And I don't have this anymore, but I used to have it was almost like an energetic ball of trauma sitting with me that I was very aware of, and I was always trying to shift it. In the process of trying to shift that, I went to a lot of different healers for different things. And I realized now I'm down to one or two people that I feel safe with. And that's what is the best. So at the time when I began, I thought that more was better. Go here, go to all these people. But actually that spread my energy, and I found like, okay, here are the things that work for me. And kinesiology that works on a multiple level, like spiritually and emotionally and physically. Those are the main. And then the Thai massage for my physical release, because that helps my back and things like that, my posture when I've been doing a lot of sessions or when I'm holding a lot. of tension in my shoulders from the day-to-day things, which sometimes I'll go down into rabbit holes just thinking about different things. That seems to release that and just really shift my energy and the beach always. So I'm wondering what your healing journey in general has looked like.
Like you, very similar. There were points in my life where it felt more, I felt more of an initiation and call, and had definitely tried out an array of different modalities over the years. And for me at the moment, I feel mostly drawn to Rumiruri. I have for however long I've been receiving it and sharing it. And from time to time, other practitioners as well. Also, I think with being a mum, healing has also been like a day-to-day thing where it's become a way of life as well. Like once you see things, you can't unsee things in terms of your awareness. I think you sort of build that muscle that everyday moments of presence or challenge also become moments of healing.
I love that. And as you're talking, Cora's like making her sound. She's sleeping up on Jamie in the carrier pack at the moment as we're talking. So go mum duties. I love it. Thanks for making the time while you've got her as well. And I also was just thinking as you were talking, I found that our Dharanga calls really healing as well for me and tapping into the nuances of energetics. So that's where we're looking at the Māori heavens. That has been surprisingly healing on a really energetic level that I don't even know what you'd call that modality. It's a mixture of Rumirumi and Korirumiri and then all the other things and the energy of collective intention to shift some of our collective and individual experiences. For me, that's been really beautiful and nourishing and grounding as a part of being a healer, actually.
Absolutely. I didn't draw that line until you said it, but when we are in that space, it absolutely is. It's a very healing space to be in, and amazing that you can do that in an online space, but also the power of a collective group with similar intentions and things. It's been interesting on those calls in terms of we're generally walking with similar things within our lives, and often we see that in conversations we have day to day and in sessions as well. But how much of what we are experiencing here is for our own healing and comes through in the themes of the kaitiaki or the marakura whatukura, the celestial beings that we are specifically weaving with. And
yeah, that's so true. In that way, maybe our healing isn't always just for ourselves and our own trauma. It's also for the collective. I don't know for sure anything at all, but maybe sometimes what we're feeling is a gift to everyone to shift and to face. And even by one person shifting and facing that, it shifts for a lot of people and has ripples into our family and our descent, that legacy and all the things. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for connecting with us for this topic today. Healer, heal thyself. Know that wherever you're at in your healing journey, take the time to, this is at least my practice, I take the time to drop in and enjoy the times when I am flowing in a real peaceful place, because our need to heal naturally comes to us through our life and the things that happen, so that when we do get into those times, we're rested and well and able to face into that space. We don't have to seek, but we do have our hearts open for being prepared and ready when we need to. Thank you. Bye.